President.
Okay. I'd like to call this teleconference meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry to order. The date is May 22nd, 2019. Ms. Hollins, could you do the roll call, please?
Dr. Kasagas?
Here.
Dr. Peller?
Here.
Dr. Lamb?
Here.
Dr. Jones?
Here.
Dr. Moffitt, noted absent. Mr. Ivanov, noted absent. Mona Baskin?
Present.
Margaret Whalen?
Present.
And Paula Hollins is here.
Thank you very much. There is no president's report today other than to welcome Ms. Baskin back after the last meeting we had without her.
Well, so, thank you.
On to D.
I was there in spirit.
Pardon?
I was there in spirit. She was
well, we knew that. That's why it went so well, because I knew you were looking over my shoulder the whole time.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Item D, review, discussion, and possible action on pending regular license applications. Paula?
Mr. President, numbers 3, 4, and 5 will be contingent upon a negative DPS report.
Okay.
Everyone else, the other two is fine.
Candidates 1 and 2 for licensure for Arizona.
Is there a second?
A second.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on those two? Hearing none, we'll do the vote. Dr. Peller?
Yes.
And Dr. Moffitt is not here. Dr. Lamb?
Aye, Captain.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote yes, so the motion carries unanimously.
I also make a motion for candidates 3, 4, and 5 to be accepted upon a negative DPS report.
I second that one.
There we go. Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, we'll vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote aye, so the motion carries unanimously. Item E, review, discussion, and possible action on pending endorsement applications.
Mr. President,
yep.
Number 6 will be contingent upon receiving a negative DPS report.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept Dr. Harold Schiff for licensure for Arizona.
Contingent upon negative DPS report?
No, he says Schiff.
No, 7 would be without it. It's 6, it's contingent.
Oh, excuse me. Thank
you. I'll second Schiff.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Yes.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Motion carries unanimously. Now you can go back to.
I make a motion to accept Dr. Lambert for licensure pending a negative DPS report.
And?
Second.
There we go. any discussion? All right. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Yes.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote aye also, so again, it's a unanimous vote. Item F, review, discussion, and possible action on application for volunteer health services. The question I have is, what are they coming to do? I couldn't really see that. I saw the name of it, but what is it?
From what I understand, it's a free clinic in Prescott that the doctors will be volunteering by giving eye exams to underserved persons.
Okay. And because they're coming from two different locations.
Pardon, Dr. Kasagas?
I said they're coming from two different locations, and I mean, I don't know if it's something that is association-driven or if it's something that is church-driven or, I just didn't know how it came about, who's putting it on or what they're, do we care about that?
It's not a requirement of the law. If you look at the volunteer license law, I included that with your materials.
Mm-hmm.
we don't really specifically need to know that part. They just have to let us know, okay, when they're going to be here.
As long as we know they're here and they're doing that. Okay.
Well, it does have to be for a nonprofit or charitable free clinic. It can't be, you know, for profit. They can't come
right
for someone's vacation or something like that.
Right. Okay. Do I hear a motion to?
I make a motion to accept candidates 8 and 9 for.
Second.
Volunteer Health Services.
Thank you.
There you go. And we have a second. Any discussion? All right. Dr. Peller.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
Yes.
Dr. Jones.
Aye.
And I vote aye. It's a unanimous vote. Okay, item G, review, discussion, and possible action on approval of continuing education. It's a retina review.
I move we accept it for, I forget how many hours is that, 2.5 regular hours by Dr. Cologne. I don't know how to say his name either.
Did I hear it? Did I hear a second back there?
That's me.
Okay, I thought so. A motion and a second. Any discussion on it? Okay.
Marla would be proud, I think.
We'll move to a vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
I also vote aye, and we unanimously approve the continuing education for the retina. Item H, review, discussion, and possible action on approval of testing center for proctoring of the jurisprudence exam. And
Margaret, are these good?
Do they both look okay? Do they look okay?
Mr. President, members of the board, Dr. Lamb, I did review thoroughly the websites on the proctors themselves, and they are acceptable to staff. They meet the requirements of the law.
Okay.
I move we accept 10 and 11 as jurisprudent exam sites out of state.
Second.
I second.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Any discussion? And we'll move to a vote. Dr. Peller?
Aye.
Dr. Lamb?
Aye.
Dr. Jones?
Aye.
And I vote aye for another unanimous vote. We are all in such agreement today. Item I, Executive Director's Report.
Thank you, Dr. Chrysagas. Are there any future agenda items anyone has for the next meeting?
Is that on July 12th?
That's going to be my next item there, number
13. That was going to say.
sorry.
Well, it depends on the availability of the board. The ARBO conference actually conflicts somewhat with the June board meeting, so I would like to know if the board is interested in having a June 21st board meeting on that Friday, the third Friday, I believe.
When's the big meeting?
The AOA is actually that week.
No. The big board meeting. That Mona's going to run for us.
Oh, well, the formal hearing is tentatively scheduled for July 12th.
That may change, too?
It's possible, you know, if depending what Dr. Anderson does.
Okay.
So that's a tentative for 7/12? Okay. And you're asking if we could move, because I know because I had said I can't do the 14th of June.
Correct. I mean, Mr. President, I think we'd be okay to wait until July 12th altogether. I just in case we have some applications that are ready, you know, we could do a teleconference at some point in between if we need to.
Do you want to do that, Barbara, the 28th?
The
21st, you said.
21st. Oh, 21st, I'm sorry. It's only, I think we could just hold off and see personally. Yeah. But
I'll be at the AOA on the 21st.
Do what the president says.
Okay.
You'll be at AOA.
Okay, Dr. Jones is at the AOA anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
If you don't think we have any applications and we're not going to have a timing issue, and like you say, if we do, we can always do a teleconference. But what's the timing on those? I can't remember.
60 and 75 days for exam. I mean, Ms. Hollins has stated that we're okay. You know, this meeting today clears up a lot of the timeframes that are older, so I think we're still within our administrative time frame if we wait till July.
So we'll just plan on July 12th as being our next meeting date, right?
Yep, that'd be fine with me.
Okay.
That's
and
all
that
I
could
have.
Be a long one.
Yes.
Unless we find out differently. And Do me a favor, just let us know as you send out the material. Well, we'll know if we don't see it there, but because if that is going to take place, it's going to be a longer meeting.
Yes, I will definitely keep you apprised.
Okay. All right.
That concludes
so
my report.
So the next meeting is the 12th?
July 12th. I'll send out an email.
You guys both talked at the same time, both times.
I'm sorry, Dr. Lamb. Go ahead.
I said the next meeting is the 12th. Do you want to pick one in August or no, not right now?
It would be the second Friday in September.
Okay.
We would probably finish out the year in September and November, the second Friday.
What about these licentiates? Will be okay?
Yeah, we generally
not
meet
having
every...
one in August. I said, will we need to meet in August to, you know, approve more new licensees for the state, or can it just hold off? We do July 12th to September 13th.
Conference.
That's what I was saying, Dr. Lamb. We generally meet every other month, so June is the big push for all the new applicants because they graduate at the end of May or first week of June. So I think the July 12th will clear up most of those. And then we'll subsequently meet September and November to finish out the year.
Okay.
But we can always have meetings in between. I mean, that's just, you know, like official dates, but we can always put a teleconference in just like we did today.
But these, what you're planning, well, the 12th is definitely a physical meeting downtown. And then you're talking September 13th or whatever, also downtown, right?
Correct. And also the November meeting would be downtown at the regular place.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess we're good, right?
That's it for me.
Sounds good.
If the executive director's report is complete.
It is. Thank you.
Okay. Call to the public. No one's listening in today. I will accept a motion. I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
I make such a motion.
Second.
Okay. And we have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We'll call.
Oh, you should do a roll call vote.
Well, no, I assumed with this one I could just do a. We'll ask our esteemed.
Lawyer?
Attorney.
Let's just make it a roll call.
Roll call, please, Dr. Prasagas.
Even for just getting out of this? Okay. Dr. Peller.
Aye.
Dr. Lamb.
Yes.
Dr. Jones.
Aye.
I vote aye, too. This meeting is adjourned at 12:12. Thank you very much.
John.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
John.